A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 30. Do not let anger and wrath make their home in you, for an angry man is not dignified. Proverbs 11:25. Whereas wisdom dwells in the hearts of the gentle. If the passion of anger dominates your soul, those who live in the world will prove to be better than you, and you will be put to shame as unworthy of monastic solitude. St. Theodoros the Great addresses these words to monks, especially those who have decided on the hermit life. This may seem a bit strange to us, as we would not expect such instruction for this condition. The message of his words are simple and understandable, and therefore we can focus more on the reason for this instruction. Therefore, who enters the spiritual struggle must expect a period when, after the sweetness of the first step, he enters, as it were, a desert that mercilessly reveals what is hidden in his heart. The revelation is unpleasant because a person begins to perceive with sharpness many passions that he was not aware of or noticed until then. The sharpness is much more intense in those who have chosen the hermit life. I remember one documentary film, the author of which tried to survive for 2 weeks in a hermit way of life in the desert. The superior of the monastery under which the hermitage belonged gave him a prayer schedule for a day, provided him with necessary food and advice. A comment the man made on the fourth or fifth day sticks in my mind. He says, "I've been very angry all day and I can't even tell why. It is a very strange state of mind, but exactly that's what I was warned about." Some holy fathers attribute this state to pride, which does not want to give up its rule over the human heart, and therefore produces a state of anger and hatred. Perhaps we could find a very detailed explanations of the described state. But it is more useful to remember the instruction of St. Theodoros. Do not allow anger and hatred to make a home in you. It is important to run to the Lord and ask for help and mercy. Otherwise, this condition can become so deeply embedded in our soul that it becomes a characteristic feature that puts a person to shame. St. Theodoros, intercede for us.